Before we begin, just a reminder that Sunday school students and teachers should remain upstairs after communion. We will have a blessing for you, and then you may go down to Sunday school after the blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
It's not the critic who counts, not the person who points out where others stumble or fall short. Credit belongs to the person out in the arena whose face is covered with dust and sweat and blood, who, even if he or she fails, at least fails while daring greatly. So said Theodore Roosevelt. Yes, I'm on a Theodore Roosevelt kick these days. We know it's easy to be a critic, to stand on the sidelines, to point out others' shortcomings. But credit belongs to the person out in the arena, who, even if they're failing, at least are daring greatly. It takes courage to stand out. It takes courage to take risks. It takes courage to make a new effort, to try even after failure, and after failure again. Or maybe to put it another way, to look at the other side of things. If you want to avoid most pain, most sorrow, most disappointment, and most criticism, I have an answer for you. This is all you have to do. Shed all your ambitions, set aside your goals, clip your wings, and strive for an insignificant life. You will avoid most disappointment and most criticism by following that formula. During the Sundays of Lent, we read mostly from the Gospel of Mark. From Pascha to Pentecost, we read mostly from the Gospel of John. From Pentecost to Holy Cross, we've been reading mostly from Matthew. I don't know if you ever noticed that pattern. Starting this week, we're entering the time where most of our Sunday readings are going to be from Luke. And we kind of go back then to the beginning. Today's Gospel goes backwards from where we left off with Matthew to Jesus calling his disciples, and in particular, three of those disciples, Peter, James, and John. Jesus borrows a boat to teach. You know, water makes a really nice natural amplifier. I don't know if you've ever noticed how easy it is to hear people across a still lake. You can't hear anything if they're right next to you, but you put them across a lake, you can hear them whispering practically. After he's done teaching, he turns to Simon Peter, and he says, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Launch out into the deep. Is that not a loaded commandment or what? Yes, it has an obvious surface meaning for fishing. But St. Ambrose tells us that Jesus is speaking not only to Peter, but to all of us, and he's speaking about something far deeper than fishing. Launch out into the deep means to give one's life over to the mystery of the knowledge of God. Living in the shallows will lead to a shallow spiritual life. Launching out into the deep is where we really find God. To Peter, Jesus later explains, "This is no longer about catching fish. Your life is changing today. It's about catching people, and not with tricks or fear, but something a lot more demanding. It's about loving people into the kingdom of heaven. And I'm telling you, loving people comes with risk. The only way to avoid that risk is to lead an insignificant life." You know, Paul Simon, the musician from Simon and Garfunkel, wrote that famous line, "If I never loved, then never would I have cried." Truer words have probably never been composed. But Jesus says the significant life, the life worthy of the kingdom of heaven, is made by launching out into the deep, by loving to the point of risk, by loving to the point of tears. You know, when Peter tells Jesus that they toiled all night, that also has a spiritual meaning. You know, the times we follow God in our safe little pond, they're not going to lead to everything. That's the toiling all night. You know, we've tried this being shallow, and we get the same results. And Jesus says, that's because you're staying safe. Launch out into the deep. Everyone has a comfort zone. Some people's larger than others, some people's smaller than others, but everyone's comfort zone is unique to them. And we don't like to leave that place of comfort and security. Why not? Because it's comfortable. Because it's safe. But the disciples of Jesus Christ, the apostles of the kingdom of heaven, which you are, cannot play it safe. Because love has reward, love has risk. When you love outside your comfort zone, you risk getting your heart broken just a little bit. When you love outside your comfort zone, you risk disappointment. When you love outside your comfort zone, you risk criticism of others for loving the wrong people. But if we are disciples of Jesus and apostles of his kingdom, we're called to launch out into the deep and love those very people. And therefore, playing it safe is the most dangerous thing we can do, because playing it safe leads to an insignificant life. Some of you might remember the parable of the talents. Jesus gives one man 5 talents, another man 2 talents, another man 1 talent, and he goes on his way. And when he comes back, he checks what they've done with those things. And the one with the 5 made 5 more, one with 2 made 2 more. And then to the one with 1 talent, it says he buried his talent because he was afraid, and the master was angry with him. He said, you had these resources, you had the bankers, you had the people around you that could have helped you, but instead you were afraid and you buried your talent. You know, that's significant of playing it safe. The master did not give us our talents, did not give us our abilities, did not give us the capacity to love in order to play it safe. You know, there's an old poster in one of my previous places of employment. It was a ship out in the waves, and it said, a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships are built for. You know, we're starting a new Sunday school year today, both for adults and for children, and both for teachers and students. We're going to be learning new things. We're going to be discussing things, asking questions. But I hope it can be something just a little more than that, or something in addition to that. As students, I hope we find ways to love others into the kingdom of heaven. That we find ways to be creative. We find ways to stretch ourselves in the service to others. To step out of the ordinary. To exit the comfort zone in discovering the mysteries of God. And in discovering the mystery of God in other people. Especially the people that we find difficult discovering the mysteries of God in. And to the teachers, I encourage you to help your students to not only learn about God, but to help them come to know God and to see God in others. When is that acceptable time? Now. You know, in the epistle today, we're told now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. It's time to get out of the harbor and start to manage the waves. It's time to get out of the pond. It's time to get out of our comfort zone and love with risk. Because the cure to the insignificant life is found in the words of Jesus. Launch out into the deep. Amen.